Nickel Park is located in the center of the city. It's 10,000 square feet of fierce concrete, and skateboarders take to it with courage, nonstop, 7 days a week.
It's a beautiful park. I really like the fact that there's trees all over the place, you know, so it doesn't look like it's a skate park. My name is Jason White. I've been skateboarding for about 15 years now.
The park is just a few blocks from the city's infamous Iron Triangle, a hotspot for gang and drug activity. But here, skateboarders insist it's just a cool place to hang out. They catch a good breeze as they jump over park benches with their hands extended like birds in flight.
Oh, I want to learn how to kick up a lot of stairs and become a pro skater. A kickflip is when your board flips.
Okay, what kind of tricks do you do?
Kickflip, ollies, and 180s and back 180.
Oh man, what's a 180 and what's a backwards 180?
Like when you turn,
yeah.
And then back 180s when you turn this way.
Okay. For Jason White, being around young skateboarders is like looking back in time. He sees how the board has kept him on the right path.
You know what? Honestly, yes. It has kept me out of a lot of trouble. I mean, from having an older brother that should be like, you know, a role model, he is. I love him to death. But the route he chose when we were both younger was something that I could have fallen into, but I picked up skating. And it kind of took me away from all that. Like, I don't do drugs, you know what I mean? I don't hang out with bad people. All I do is skate, play with my dog, go home, and go to work. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for skateboarding, you know, I probably wouldn't have a life.
And a life that includes recreation also creates a path to keep kids out of trouble. Lieutenant Bisa French of the Richmond Police Department agrees.
I think there's a lot of truth to that statement. If kids are focused and they have an activity to focus on, then I think they're less likely to get involved in criminal activity and get involved with the wrong crowd because they're with like-minded people that are actually doing something.
It's 50-50 because you're gonna build a nice skate park or a place where children can come, and those children that do get in trouble will go there and they won't get in trouble. But then again, you gotta always know that other people are gonna still come and cause trouble. It's humbling, you know, because it's like I picked it up and then these kids, they learn what my name is. And then they look up to me, and I was like, nah, man, I look up to you guys because you chose this over that. You know what I mean? You chose the goodness of skateboarding that keeps you whole up here, you know, instead of going out, you know, gangbanging or doing graffiti and stuff like that, you know? So skateboarding, of course, again, has saved my life, and I'm glad to see that it's saving other people's lives too.
For Richmond Confidential, I'm Ashley Hopkinson. So come and skate with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick.